time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the housewife of Atlanta or basketball wife. And the topic of this show is when you find your purpose, you'll stop the pain. And the first scripture that we will come from is Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. And the topic of the show, when you find your purpose, you stop the pain. But at this moment right now, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep our sick ones and the brokenhearted ones in our love, to let them know that they're not alone. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? May need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no good with the dance like rocks, scissors, paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, wait, horse. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs wrong. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Came and died for the homies. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. My cousin Alpha and Omega.
Omega, the creator.
Yeah.
The final way maker on top and none greater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry, he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
Worthy,
righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores,
don't
forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more.
Lord, I am not
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard I'm Not Me. And before then, you heard Give Him Praise. And the topic of the show is when you find your purpose, you stop the pain. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. And it reads, 26. In like manner, the Spirit also joins in with help for our weakness, for the problem of what we should pray for as we need to. We do not know, but the Spirit itself pleads for us with groaning and unuttering. Yet he who searches the hearts knows what the meaning of the Spirit is, because it is pleading in accordance with God for holy ones. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. You must grow from struggling to searching. If the hurt just won't go away, although you can't change what happened, you can change the reaction to what happened. Drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Self-deception. Wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream. Dreams aspire to the goals that you created for yourself. You must grow from fear to faith. To stop the conflict over control and power of the mind, to the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. Self-acceptance. You must be devoted to transform to self-love, identifying the weakness. If you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. Self-doubt is anger that multiplies to self-hatred. And the ingredients is resentment, arrogance, disobedience, zealous, meanness. So you must identify the strength so you can take passion to the next level. You must imprisonment anything that contradicts your potential. Unpleasant experiences able to measure up to love. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain confused your judgment, now it is affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurting every step in your life, picking bad relationships, people abusing your body and your mind, people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them, and nobody wants you. Be darkened individuals cannot see your glory. People will introduce a interchange to your wandering mind. Do people really care about you? Continue fighting off the correctness of your way like a blank sheet of paper. As you fill that blank sheet with decisions, action, and experience of life that shapes your individuality and personality, when you find your purpose, it will stop the pain. It's not the idea take hold of the mind. It's the mind take hold on the idea. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. That's why people don't achieve their goals. For not knowing pain is a good thing if you knew how to use it to manifest your greatness. Stop connecting to the blame game, because self-love have no place in your life. So now you're making excuses with rage, frustration, meanness, emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, you stop the pain. Forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. And the pain, what was inflicted in your life, could have been from your mother or your father mistreating you because they were on drugs or alcohol, or being hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treated you was the same way somebody treated them. So they only learned what was taught to them. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. We accept responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two people at the same time. So you manifest their weakness as a strength. See, you could have been the one who was tortured in life and turn around and be the one who applied torturing. See, now bullying starts, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. We find reason not to do something in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God. And forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. See, the walls is in your life there for protection against people who claim to love you. Until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence, because you harness bitterness. See, that's what feeds your doubts. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. The God kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. And people saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, strength does not come from you winning your struggles. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. It's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you bounce back. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, till your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's minds of your life? Become all things, break the oppressor's opinion of you. Stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. And stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impacts on people's lives and move them to make changes in their lives. If not, all that they were going to get will be taken away and never have the chance to taste life. We must be eager to anticipate with the time to intervene with circumstance, how suddenly bitter experiences can change our heart, and how quickly the testing of our fate can be thrust upon us. See, many people blame others for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel stronger. There are requirements to be met if you are to gain access to your disappointment. We must affirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy hate. See, we don't have fears. We are disillusioned by other people's fears that have been implanted in our minds. That's why people don't know themselves, because we've been living in somebody else's story of us. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. Strength does not come from you winning your struggles. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must push your limitations well beyond your expectations. Because of being separated from your concentration on your personal state, feel like giving up. So encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Reaching your goals. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse and suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pains of regrets. Stop letting your feeling control your actions. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up whenever you encounter a challenge that life will present itself. So we must learn to refuse to be a slave in our own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption conditions of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears been implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. So opposition only should have made you dig deeper into your mind. So the evil is trying to materialize the kind heart you have. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. It doesn't mean you fail because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your result. You must have patience and the will to keep going. There's winners and there's losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. And see the game and see the possibility and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. And see the problems and let them happen. See, weakness is a choice. Nobody cares about your excuse. And nobody will pity you. Or nobody's going to cuddle you because you are lazy. It's your butt. You move it. Motivation is what gets you started. Good habit is what keeps you going. Reaching your goal doesn't prove what you made of. Not quitting when you get discouraged along the way. Eliminate dissatisfaction of the spirit. We find reason not to do some things in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. Sometimes we need someone else to see beyond our doubts until you can see it in ourselves. Keep yourself from all unattainable things that pollute your dreams. The key word is desire. Desire must be the first thing you must have, then love and passion. So then you can believe in yourself. God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination. And only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. It is almost impossible to grow or learn in life until you understand self-love must begin with self-reflection or self-examination, which you have not experienced. But at this time right now, we would like to go to these breaks. After these breaks, we will be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
The other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. Ooh, so glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. Oh, God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. Oh,
got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard God Didn't Give Up On Me. And the we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop rock, R&B, country, and etc. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you is to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and also to your new fan base. Just upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And the topic of the show is when you find your purpose, you stop the pain. And we're coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. And it reads, "In like manner, the Spirit also join in with help for our weakness, for the problem of what we should pray for as we need to. We do not know, but the Spirit itself plead for us with groaning and unutterance. Yet, he who searches the heart knows what the meaning of the Spirit is, because it is pleading according with God for holy ones." You know, every day is a new day, you have to say to yourself, "I can enter this race of life, and I can be a winner in life." I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. And I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, "I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life." So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thoughts patterns. And sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn pain into love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. I would like to share this heartfelt true story to you because it needs to be told and people need to know. I hope your conscience allows you to endeavor to cultivate in your mind. One day, I was coming home from a hard day of work. As I was riding behind the school bus, there came a little girl running out of the house when she heard the bus coming down the road. She stood in her yard waiting for the bus to stop. I guess she was too young to go to school. She was waiting for somebody to get off the school bus. She had her arms open wide as they can go. Her head was held back and waiting to hug somebody. I said to myself, who is on this bus this little girl loves so much? And do they love her just as much? I was so impatient waiting to see if this person would respond or go past her. It was a school bus, and all those kids was on the bus. And kids do things to impress their friends. As this little boy was getting off the bus, I was so tense and eager to see. The boy ran to his sister and gave her one of the biggest hugs I ever seen. That day, I saw love waiting patiently. Love knows not his own depths until the hour come of separation. See, this illustration is commendable to us all. See, your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness and not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment, how to put strength into your confidence, and only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help and give yourself time to push forward to turn your pain into love. See, by unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. See, you need to adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Sometimes we get locked into something that you long to be set free. It could have been that you joined a gang and you want to get out because you realize the gang did not feel your pain. Now you're trapped. See, now freedom have a price to pay. Now the very thing you was taught in this game, that fear is respect, that you realize if you respect someone, you will fear to do anything to hurt them. It don't have to be a physical thing. It could be as simple as hurting somebody's feelings. You must learn to imprisonment anything that contradicts your potential. So you can shorten the days that are full of trouble, that influence the depths of your pain by embracing the love that God provided for us. And that's the Holy Spirit to comfort us time of distress. I would like to say if anyone out there would like to participate with the show, have something to say out there, you can call in and dial 213-559-2995 and push the number 1 if you would like to participate and have anything to say to the show or add to the show. And after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. And you listen to this show from Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. you're God, Elohim, you're everything I need, you are God alone. Now unto the King, eternal.
When you find your purpose, you stop the pain. 954 and 934, state your name and where you calling in from.
Hello, this is Gio calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hello, Gio. How you doing?
I am, sir, and yourself?
Doing pretty good, sir. Is there anything that caught your attention or that you would like to put your input about the topic of the show, anything that you have done in your life, when you found your purpose and your pain has stopped in your life, do you got a story to tell or something to add to the story?
Yes, I have something I can add. You know, I want to encourage people out there, let them know that, you know, I'm very humble for this opportunity and letting them know that, you know, every day you're alive, you have God give you another chance to start over. He give you another chance to get it right. He give you another chance to fulfill your purpose in this earth. And I can honestly say there were times in my life where I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm 35 now, but years ago, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, I had about 20 different jobs at the age of like 32 years old. And because I couldn't find what I wanted to do, because I kept looking and I kept searching for what was in me. And I kept finding things that I was good at, but I wasn't really interested in. And, you know, I said, God, I'm tired of doing this. I'm sick and tired of just working, making money, going home, doing whatever I want to do, waking up and starting the cycle all over again. God, I want purpose in my life. I need purpose. I need help with that. That's what I want to do. I don't want to just keep living this way. So as I said that prayer, and I meant that with everything that's in me, I remember going to a radio station, WEXY 1520 AM in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and there was a pastor that I met there, and I knew she ministered to me. She gave me instructions on what to do, and I followed those instructions to the T for 2 weeks. And the funny thing is that where I lived was right down the street from the radio station. But also from where the radio station was a college that I was actually going to. So I would go to college, I would go to the radio station, and I would go home every day. And I tell you, the week this pastor prayed for me, there was someone in the radio station at the end of the week taught me how to use every single button in that station. I had never been in radio. I had never known about radio. I never even thought about having a career in radio. They showed me the buttons and they quit. So I'm left in the studio and I have to run it until the boss gets back. The following week, someone ended up getting fired. So now they have an open spot. And at the time, I actually wasn't working. And so because I had been there, because of the fact that I've shown myself to be someone who can be studious and helpful, they gave me a job at the station, and I knew for me that was my purpose. And from there, I'm telling you, everything started falling into place, everything. I started meeting celebrities. I started meeting people I was able to minister to, and they ministered to me as well. But I'm here to let you know that when you find what you're looking for, it's going to take care of everything that you need. When you find your purpose, even when you're lacking, you won't go under, because your purpose that God gave you is going to keep you afloat until you get back to the season in which you're going to have a harvest or have more than enough. And then even in that state, you're going to keep going. So I just want to let you know to be encouraged and just let you know that there. I mean, once you find your purpose, I mean, you'll be good as gold. But remember, don't think you won't get tried. Don't think that it's just going to come to you. It doesn't work that way. You have to work for it. Because I can't tell you how many times I almost got fired from that job because of that. Because I did not learn. So, go ahead, Pastor.
There's a question I would like to ask you. You say that you wanted to find your purpose. You had 20-some jobs and everything. You was really searching for your spiritual growth. You were trying to grow. You were trying to grow, and you wanted to contribute what you could contribute to life, your contribution to life. When you found your fulfillment, your purpose, once you start contribution to life, and you gave a contribution to life, and once you grew your spirituality, what you connected to, is that the understanding what I'm getting from you?
That's a pretty accurate way of bringing it up, if you will. Yes, because yes. it's when you allow yourself to be where you're supposed to be, then you give everybody else the acceptance to accept what's in them and utilize that. Because whatever you're connected to, that they may need to get to their next level, but they can't go anywhere until you get where you're supposed to be. The first step, you cannot get to the top of the step until you take the first step. No one ever steps over the first step. You always have to take the first step. So you can't go anywhere unless something is in place. Without a key in the door, you can't get in them doors. I don't care what's in there. You need something to start out with to be that is purposely purposed for a position for you to get where you need to be. And I'm telling you, after that, the results are going to be amazing. It's just that we have to not only find purpose, but in that as well. And if you don't mind me sharing, go ahead.
Go ahead. Please do. Please do.
No, if you don't mind me sharing that, you know, I'm saying this because I want someone to get this. You know, even in my ministry of me doing radio, I fell short. And I messed up somewhere down the line. And I got depressed. I got down. I was defeated. I'm not going to lie to you. And I had many people, many friends turn away from me. And I couldn't understand why. But after years and years of just not wanting to hear what it was and just dealing with the hurt, I didn't want to do anything else. But I came to a realization that when you find what you're looking for, when you're in your purpose, everything works out for you. And even in your bad time, things work out for you. But when you get out of your purpose, it's the worst possible thing you could have ever done or thought about. And I did that. I fell out. And I was looking for God. I was seeking God the best way I knew how, even where I was. See, just because you're down, just because no one understands, just because no one loves you or say they love you or pretending to be your friend, doesn't mean that you stop fulfilling what you're supposed to do. It is your duty. It is your obligation as a vessel, as a living being on this planet, to find your place in this world. And I honestly believe that even when we fall, God still loves us. God still cares. And I admonish you and I encourage you today, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling like you're feeling lazy, you're feeling you have no direction, the only thing I can tell you is run to Jesus. Because right now, it's the only person who can help you. You could talk to counselors. You could talk to administrators. You could talk to your pastor. But after that, before that, you have to run to God first. You got to go to the head office and ask God for guidance, for wisdom, for understanding. Because doing it yourself and trying to get money on the side or doing things on your own is only going to get you as far as you want to go. But for what he has for you and for where he wants you to go, and it's far more, but you got to be willing to take the hits that the enemy throws. You got to be able to put your shield of faith up, and you're going to have to hold on until you can get an answer. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to do those things. And this is not something I'm just telling you. This is something I have to do too, because no one's perfect. But I'm letting you know you're not by yourself. You're not alone. But when you find your purpose, that pain will stop. Those days where you have to walk to the bus stop, they will stop. Those days when you don't have enough money in your car for gas, those days will stop. Those times will cease. But until then, until you get to where you can understand that regardless of what you have or you don't have, whether someone help you or they won't help you, you still praise God. You still push and you still make a way through. He loves you enough to give you life today. that should be enough to tell you right there he's giving you another chance. Tighten up. He's giving us spiritual beatings, which is like, in the word, it's chastisement. But he chastised those he loved, you know. And the enemy will, he sees that. And he wants you to not go any further. He wants you to stop where you are. Because now you're slowing up the progress for everybody else who's supposed to be in your circle or who's supposed to be for you. No one can get to the next level of where they are if you're not there. But then that's carnal mind thinking, because one monkey don't stop the show. Don't think you're the only person, because there's always can be somebody else there to do the will that wants to do it. So while you're here, while you're able to listen to this broadcast, while you're here finding your purpose, while you're here listening to this ministry, I encourage you to get up. Don't lay there. Don't die. Don't spiritually die. Stand on the word of God. Stand on truth. Get into a church. Find your purpose. They say that the best way you can find it is volunteer somewhere. If your heart is pulling you in a certain direction and you know you can do it by staying up all day and all night and you're willing to work and you're willing to thrive and do the best you can, then that should be something that you should want to do all the time.
Okay, that was some great knowledge that you passed on to us. There's a couple questions. There's a couple things that I heard you say that caught my attention, you know. But the first thing I would like to say, you know, life distributes itself equally among all living people. Life do that. And I heard you say it about suffering. Suffering is feeling powerless to stop the pain. And a fact of life, fact of life that the experience of hurt is pain. And I heard you were saying something about you always drag yourself back to that certain point in your life where you thought your friends were supposed to be there for you. And you usually go back to that point in your life and reflect back on that certain hurt in your life. But you said that you found your relationship with God. That's what gave you your strength, your relationship with God. Your spiritual strength was once you recognize your relationship that you had with God. Is that not true? That's about summed up of what you was talking about, that the relationship, you must have a relationship with God before you can find out who you are yourself?
Is actually the main point of you have to know God for yourself. You have to. It's a must. It's just like you can't walk out of the house unless you got shoes on. Because you can't step everywhere. There are certain places you can step on, but you can't step everywhere in that. But you have to be able to be in a place where you can hear him. And that,
unfortunately,
because
guys,
that's what the instruction
is.
Oh, we out of time.
I know y'all enjoying yourself, but the time has come to a close. So
okay.
Unfortunately, we have to end the show.
Well,
Okay.
Pray it out. God, I'd like to approach your throne and would like to say, I just pray that you keep people's heart inclined to what they need to do to better themselves and to find themselves, and let them know that you are, that they can come to you anytime, any place, and approach you anytime they need. And your love do not waver. Your love is here for always. And this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Call back next week, Gio. Let's finish this conversation. We had a great time, man. I had a great time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Myself.
Be encouraged.
All right. Everybody have a good day.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.